this Tuesday, February 19th, 2019, and it was 5 minutes after five. This is the Finance and Audit Committee meeting. We'll stand and say the pledge.
Go ahead, sir. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. I will turn it over to Juliana.
Okay. Do roll call real quick.
Okay.
Director Wargo?
Here.
Director Israel?
Here.
Okay, so we're going to go to the balance sheet.
Oh, shoot.
And yeah, this time, last month I put the balance sheet in front, but this time I forgot to put it in the front. So it's in the back. All right, so the district's combined cash with Chase and Leif balance was $840,718 at the month end. And you can find those on line 10 is the Leif balance, and line, let me see, for Chase, that one is, I think, oh, line 8. Line 8 is Chase.
Okay.
Line 8
and line 10? Yeah. Oh. And then the district's total liabilities, which is line... Man. 30, no.
51?
Oh, yes. Right. Line 51. We're approximately $1.111 million at month end. And then we have, let's see, line 13, standby fees. The bulk of these receipts often occur on January and April and can occasionally cause year-to-date to trend over or under budget. Oh, sorry, we're on the profit and loss. I forgot to say. And then line 49, wall maintenance. Year-to-date is over budget due to the $34.5K invoice. Invoices from Legend Pump and Well Services for Well 5 rehabilitation and the rehab, including pulling the pump to perform maintenance and restore water flow. And then we have line 90, vehicle fuel. Year to date is trending at 65% due to higher than anticipated fuel costs. And line 92, safety, year to date is over budget due to a $9,800 contract with Lancaster Safety Consulting for OSHA certified training, which was not budgeted. And then there's also line 109, Main Street improvements, year to date, expenditures include invoices from Warren Duncan Contracting relating to demolition for the Main Street project. And then I did ask the accountants about the last month, the line 63 and line 64, where it was one, line 63 is for office supplies and line 64 is for the copier expenses, and you guys wanted to see about putting those
combining
on.
Them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they said the reason they have them separated is it's just better for the accounting and budgeting purposes, like when they do the end of the month stuff. So they said they prefer to keep them separated because they said line 64 is just strictly for like the copier and like the ink we order for it, and then line 63 is just all office supplies, like all the general. So that's
Isn't there something about like those envelopes aren't going to be good anymore?
Yeah, what are we doing about those?
Yeah, Kellen brought that up last meeting. I know that he's going to wait for Allie when she comes back.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's good. She comes back next month, huh?
Yeah. And he might address it in this month's, he might address it tonight, but.
I'm going to make sure there's better notes on the checks.
But, yeah. Yeah, that's, I don't know what's going to happen with that. It's kind of scary. And, oh, and then the, as of January 31st, the fiscal year to date net loss is $92,994.
So, year to date, we're almost $100,000 under budget?
Yeah, that's a net loss.
I know we were above budget because we were supposed to be negative $132.
Right? Yeah, so we're going good. So it is
40K above budget. That's better.
That's pretty good, right? Okay, so it's 5:11. I'm going to go ahead and adjourn the meeting to check signing.
Okay.